And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. Testing 1, 2. This is it. Here we go. The My Wife Hates Me podcast. We are supposed to do a live podcast.
Because look at her.
She didn't do anything down here. There was one there. So if there's not two. If she goes pee on the pad, she gets turkey. Wow. Because you went on the pad for 2 years. You finally learned how to do something. And you get free turkey. We go through so much turkey in this house, you know.
Oh my God, what is like, your problem?
No, the problem is we spend all kinds of money on turkey for a dog that's doing what the dog is supposed to do. Like, she's getting rewarded.
This is really the thing you want to, like, be upset about?
I'm not upset about it. I'm just...
turkey bill?
I'm perturbed about it.
You learned a new word today?
No.
What is your problem? Anything to do with the dog, you just like...
No, I like petting the dog. I like when the dog... I like playing with it and all the good things.
It?
Her. It. I like her. I like the dog. I like dogs. I'm going to get a shepherd soon. Okay. In case we get sheep to flock our sheep. Get it? Hear what I said?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get a shepherd.
I heard it. Remember when you said, did you hear it? And I went, yeah.
I'm going to get a shepherd in case we, you know, to flock our...
How much longer is this podcast?
Sheep. We're supposed to do a live podcast May 12th at the Fat Black Pussycat. I have to confirm our marriage counselor.
Who is it? Should we tell or no?
Jessica Curson.
Oh, well, I guess we're telling.
No, don't tell.
Oh, it's a secret.
It's a secret. It's a secret, like a handshake. Secret handshake.
Oh, that's this Wednesday is our secret handshake show at the Stress Factory. First Wednesday of every month.
Who do you have? Luis Gomez?
Luis Gomez is our big comedian.
Who else?
I don't remember who else. Mike Racine.
He's funny. How do you know him?
Allie got him.
He's really funny. Watch him.
I might not be able to because we're also filming scenes that night.
Where?
Okay, do you want to know where? Because I don't understand that
tone. At the Stress Factory?
But why would you say it like that?
I said where? I was shocked and amazed.
Yeah, we're filming again at the Stress Factory just because I have to film myself on stage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be ugly, huh?
Uh-huh. In more ways than one.
Who's going to? Yeah. You're not ugly at all. That's all you.
What was the whole thing then?
Well, I don't know. I just threw it in. Sometimes I like to do my own voices. Mm. I think you're very attractive.
Stop.
I think
I know it's not true. So
true. You look like Kathleen Turner. She was beautiful throughout her whole life. Kathleen Turner was beautiful, and so was Bonnie. So let's get going on this. This roller coaster ride of...
I'm sorry in advance. I can already tell this is going to be a terrible podcast.
I call it this roller coaster ride of entertainment. That's what I call it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the Super Bowl. probably the most boring Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls. I on the betting site DraftKings.
What is it?
DraftKings betting.
No.
On the betting site.
Betting? Oh.
Betting.
Betting.
BETTING. Betting site.
Yes.
I was up $100. So I said, it's a Super Bowl. Let's put that $100 on something.
What? You go on a betting site now?
Not now. I canceled it because I did it for the Super Bowl.
Oh, only for the Super Bowl? But how are you up $100?
From the playoffs. The two playoff games. The Rams. If the Rams weren't in, I wouldn't have done it. Anyhow, you could see I won.
So you're gambling again?
No. No. Not real gambling. I was in Vegas. I could have bet there. You know, they have legal. What are you doing?
I'm an itch.
So all week, I kept saying, either way, I would have lost because I was going to take the Rams, you know, and they lost. And I, like a dummy, took the over.
Spoiler alert.
I took the over. 55,
the Rams lost.
55 and a half points had to be scored for me to win or tie. Well, 56, I win. 55, I lose. Not even close. Not even. After the first.
I think what people love hearing is the bets that people made that lost. If you have bets that you made and lost, let us know. Tweet us your bet and what you lost.
Well, I don't bet on sports. Like, I don't know.
How exciting. That's the one thing I miss about not being involved in sports is that afterwards you get to talk about what you bet and what you lost.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't really bet on sports. Years ago, I did. I bet on basketball.
Well, you do.
Football.
You do.
I bet on a couple games.
Because you did.
Well,
and
I
you
bet
have.
On a couple.
So don't say you don't.
I don't. It's not. No, it's not a habit.
You're not addicted? Is that what you're saying?
It's not a habit. Like, there's no. Like, I won't bet on sports
you
now.
You do it occasionally. So you don't say, I don't do it.
I do it.
That you lose credibility that way. You say, I do occasionally, rarely. Around the Super Bowl, maybe a few times a year.
Yeah. No, I didn't do it last year. Oh, but, you know, you fill out the boxes, which I filled out at the barber shop. I wonder if I won. I guess they would have contacted.
Oh, again, another bet that you don't do.
The boxes. You know what the boxes are?
I know what it is.
What is it?
You pick a box, and there's a score on there, and if it's that score, you win that money. That everybody put in when whatever $20 a box.
$25.
Oh.
So I got to drive by there on the way to Atlantic City. I got to go to the bank
I
anyhow.
I think it's smart to bet at your barbers.
No, so many places have those boxes. You know, that box is more of a sure thing than the box here. You know what I mean? At least I got that box.
What are you talking about, my vagina? Raina didn't know that was called a box the other day.
Well, she shouldn't. She's 11.
Well, she knows now.
Why would you teach an 11-year-old?
Because I said your mom's box, and she was like, what are you talking about? Then I was like, oh, my, where I do CrossFit, it's my box.
That's what you told her?
But she knew I was lying. She's like, no, what does it mean?
That's disgusting.
What?
You just feed the kid full of.
Oh yeah, no, right, and
what?
You are always the pillar of morality.
Pretty much, I might curse here and there.
So, you say inappropriate stuff all the time, and you did it to your other daughters too. So you said some shit that. One time, Kelly called you about some shit you said to Jessica and got mad at you.
I called her a hood rat. Why would she get mad at that?
There was something else.
No, that was it.
Okay.
You think there was something else?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it.
Write it down.
No, it's move on. We'll talk about it after the podcast.
I never say anything else. Dirty. Whatever. Here comes your exaggeration. Well, so the Super Bowl. So we went to the Super Bowl party at the Comedy Cellar. And that was it. It was okay. It was all right. Keith was there, Bobby, myself, Norton, the first half. And then all the usuals, you know. I can't even think of their names, you know. Bobby's crew, all those openers. And then, you know.
Well, why start telling a story if you don't have any of the information?
I forget the names.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to say the names, but you need to keep moving. You don't sit around.
While they order.
I mean, honestly, think about it. If you're listening to something, do you really want to sit there and listen to someone try to remember something? Like, do you have any skills at this whatsoever?
Well, they did order like 7 pies from what's the name of that pizza place?
Oh, here we go again. It doesn't matter. They ordered 7 fucking pies. And then what happened? They were delicious, wonderful, great. Move on to the next story.
I had 3 slices.
Good. Okay. Perfect. That would have been great. Oh, they ordered 7 slices and it was
7 slices? No, they ordered 7.
7 pies. And
not 77, 7. You made 2 mistakes in a row.
Aspartame.
What about aspartame?
Oh, really? Tame. You corrected me last time, and I was right.
What did you say?
Aspartame.
Yeah.
Which is correct, not aspartame.
You looked it up, or someone tweeted you?
People tweeted me, a lot of people.
Who?
Some people,
Anthony
some
Rogers?
Some people went through Twitter, some people went through Instagram, but I got the message.
Anthony Rogers came after you?
No.
He doesn't say anything negative, that's why.
He and does.
And neither does handsome Jim Norton. I don't think handsome
think
Jim
does
Norton.
Have a hand. And I don't then
think
some.
I don't think handsome Jim Norton listens to the podcast, but he's very positive on Twitter. And so is Anthony. Didn't we have some other people we must have lost? Some females that were very.
Is this what the whole podcast is going to be? Now try to think of your favorite fruits.
Watermelon.
Welcome to the Rich and Bonnie podcast. Where Rich just tries to think of words. Okay. Hey, who's at Twitter?
We had a lot.
We had
more
pizza from
Joe's. Joe's.
Oh, was that
Joe's pizza? So good, so good. That's where we used to stop. You know, after some nights, after the cellar.
I know, one time it was burnt. I never forgave him for it.
Yeah, but now you don't eat pizza. You just ruined everything. How do you feel about that? How do you feel?
About what? I don't give a shit about whatever you think. You had 3 pieces of pizza last night. How have I ruined it for you?
No, how do you feel that you don't eat pizza anymore or want to have fun?
Do I not want to have fun? I do want to have fun. I desperately want to have fun, but it's difficult when there's a fucking fun spoiler around.
A fun spoiler.
Rich voice. Rich voice. Voss. Rich Voss. Get your fun spoiler. Do you like to have fun, but you don't get enough work done? Well, get Rich Voss in your life because he's a fun spoiler.
You got the name right the second time, though. I'm glad. So Bonnie has a lot going on. Bonnie is directing a big roast in Arizona next week.
Shane Doan.
The hockey player, the famous hockey player.
Retiring his jersey, number 19.
Yeah, how famous is he? Do you look
pretty
him up?
Pretty famous. He's one of the, like, I don't know. Yes, of course I've looked him up.
How many goals? Or was he a defensive?
He's a
goalie or defensive player?
He's the team captain.
When you looked him up, did you read
anything?
No, but
he scores goals because he's one of the... He might have even be the top goal scorer in that franchise.
Shane what? Dolan?
Doan. D-O-A-N-E.
What team did he play for?
He played for Edmonton and then he played for Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. 42 years old, retiring. Must be nice.
At 42, that seems pretty old for a hockey or a sport.
Supposed to be one of the nicest guys in hockey.
I bet you end up marrying him.
He's got a wife and kids, so it's going to be tough.
How do you know?
I mean, it's just going to, you know, if we fall in love with each other, there's a lot of collateral damage.
Is his wife and kids going to be at the roast? Because then only certain things can be said if kids are there.
No kids.
No kids. And who's on the dais?
I don't know. I'd have to read it. I don't want to. I don't want to do a Rich Voss right now.
You don't know anybody offhand. Are you on the dais?
No.
I was asked to be on.
They asked me to do the dais, to host it, in fact, but I can't do both things. It's too much.
It's fucking, they asked me and then never followed up and re-asked me.
I don't know why.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Once again, anything you have going on, Rich will figure out a way to make you feel shitty about it.
No, not you.
I just got mad at
what the fuck.
Who cares? Let it go. It doesn't matter. It's like such a not a big deal. You wouldn't want to do it anyway.
No,
it's a lot of work.
I would just want to go to Arizona.
And you don't get paid for it.
I just would go to Arizona. They don't get paid?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I've never gotten paid for a roast of you.
No. Well, what are they doing it for? Is it for TV? I mean, you're filming
yes.
it. For who? Like one of those fucking sports channels?
NBC.
NBC Sport? Oh, yeah. .net, like on the internet?
No, I think it's like, but I think it's local. I don't know where exactly. Well, I'm supposed to have a conversation about it today.
I'm sure they're going to get paid. They're not going to fly in and do all
that
work.
They'll fly in and get, you know. Maybe they are getting paid. I have no goddamn idea. But I know that if you were on it, you would be...
No, I just want to go to Arizona.
More vocal about how much you didn't want to be on it.
I just want to go to Arizona to play golf there.
Well, you wouldn't be able to because I have to go there for 5 days and Raina has school. So you get all this weird thing in your head about things that you want to do, but you have responsibilities.
Well, here's what I'm just saying, and it doesn't matter about this, but I don't like when someone calls me,
They called your availability. They didn't say you're doing
no,
it.
No. He called and said, would you like to do this?
Who
would
said
you be
it?
Interested in this? I don't. Would you be interested in doing this? And I said, yes. But the thing is, they never got back and said you're not or you are. Just, you know what I mean? Communication. Believe me, I'm booked next
week.
Well,
I never heard your name come up ever, so
it
that must have
beginning.
Been before.
Before
that
your name.
Me.
It was before you. Before they even got you.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. That's not the way I like to run my business.
It's not your business. You didn't run it. It was before you. You know, I just don't.
There's really something wrong with you. There's something so wrong. I don't know how to fix it
for
you.
Fix what?
Just like everything about you.
Don't. Really? You're going to take my inventory?
Oh, no, I'm not going to take your inventory because I have too many other real fucking things to do. Okay.
Oh, so many real things? What real things do you have to do?
Well, I'm shooting a feature film.
Oh, yeah.
So we're shooting the second 3 days starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we've already shot 3 days. Now we're shooting 3 more days. And then...
And so far...
Then I leave to go to Arizona for this roast. And when I come back, I have to shoot I have 6... other things I have to shoot.
What do you
mean? I don't really know if I should talk about it yet. But.
Who so far from what you've seen in this feature movie is the funniest so far that you've seen in it? Who do you think's the funniest?
Me.
You can be truthful.
Me. Behind the camera. It's really too bad. I say some really funny stuff.
Now, who do you think is the funniest so far?
I don't know. I've just barely watched all the footage. I know you're desperately wanting me to say you.
No, I'm not desperate. I'm asking
it's
you.
It's just, it's infuriating because on the one hand, you're like, was I good enough? I don't know if I was good enough.
No,
and
I
then
never
I said,
said
and
that.
Then,
I
and
never
then,
said
And
I
then
know.
I said, watched the footage. I said, you're really funny. This is really good.
I never said.
I am the best. I am the greatest. You go straight
said,
to like.
I never said, I hope I'm good, funny. Because I knew I was. You didn't know. I know. I have a vision. I know when stuff, what I do and then when it's edited.
Listen, I can make it work, but the thing is that's hilarious about you is that when the camera turns on, like even now, I don't know why you're not doing it. You're totally you, being a dick and whatever.
I was being a dick then too.
No, but when I ask you to do it, you're suddenly like, ooh. It
was
like,
no, I was being
there.
A dick.
Boo boo.
I was
just wonderful.
No, I was being a dick. I was being an ass the first night. Then the second night, I was done with it. I was sick, too. Do you remember how sick I was when you were shooting? That was one of the week I, the 2 weeks I had that flu, very sick, and I went far and above for you guys.
Did I not sound appreciative at the time, or thank you? And
you never once when I walked in and said, "Hey, the craft table's over there." You never did anything like that, you know, like. Hey,
I did too. When you walked in the very first day, I had the whole crew and everybody cheer for you when you walked in. Yes, I did.
Why?
So oh my God, you're really driving us. Because I know how much attention you need.
I don't need any. I'm a fucking.
What did you just say? I couldn't like.
I'm to myself. I'm a very inverted.
This is like a micro budgeted thing. Like when I shot that commercial for Canon, it was like. And that was a low-budget commercial. It was, like, unbelievable the amount of resources that I had. If I had anything like that shooting this,
I would have really shined, right?
Then I could have had time to be like, hey, there's the craft service table.
You didn't even have that much food there. I saw it. It's not a big deal. I was happy with the outcome. How many more days of shooting do you have left?
About 10.
When am I going to be back in it?
You're not.
Why?
You're wrapped.
I like to... Oh, God.
You could have been in it again tonight or Wednesday night, but you're not going to be here, so I got to work around it.
You can't figure out another scene for me? By myself, maybe?
No. Like just walking?
No, maybe at
talking
the,
to camera?
Maybe at the end through the credits?
What I'm shooting tonight is for the credits. I mean, on Wednesday night.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can. It's so hard to organize everyone and do it. It's like my head is exploding.
I thought Gabby was supposed to help you.
Gabby is helping. She's fantastic. But Kate is indisposed. She's got her own issues in Montreal. So she was the producer.
Gabby's a good producer.
Yeah, but it's like it becomes a thing where now I have to like it's like, it's easier to just do it myself or to tell someone else everything you need and then have them do it. Like,
just send them an email.
I know, but that's just one extra email that I have to do. I might as well just, if I'm going to put it in an email, I might as well just.
Yeah, but if you're putting in an email to get a hold of seven people, it's easier to do the email than you get a holding.
Then I have to give her all the emails. So then I have to go through and find all the emails anyway and send them to her.
Yeah, but you don't have to write seven emails.
Well, I don't. I write one email and put seven people on it.
Not if they all have different times or different things to say.
I put all that on one email. I actually did it in like five different emails, actually. You know, these three people have the same times and dates. These three. I mean, there's a whole program that Kate knows that's like about scheduling and call sheets and stuff. I don't know how to work the program. So I'm just doing it like a loser. Like in emails. That's why the camera guy is like, what time? I'm like, oh, God.
Those call sheets are pretty fucking complicated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I used to get them all the time on major motion pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've worked on major motion
pictures.
Yeah,
I mean, can you imagine, like, on one of those Adam Sandler movies, the amount, like, that's like, what, $19 million they have for something like that?
Oh, that was more than that.
Wow. I'm doing it literally at like $600.
I think it was $41 million, that movie. Or $40 million, something
like
that.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. The amount of, like...
But they also had Chris Rock in it, Steve Buscemi.
Right, so they have, like...
You know.
Yeah, but I never know. Does the budget have to do... Like, are they doing the budget separately of what they're paying the people? Or that's part of the budget?
That's part of the budget.
But the other, the like, what do you call it when you're like the promotions and stuff, the marketing of the movie, that's not included in the budget usually.
Well, the marketing one, you know, that's a Netflix movie. So they have mostly their own in-house marketing,
you know. I love it.
What?
This is what I wanted you to do to Priya in the green room.
What?
In that scene was talk about something you knew nothing about.
I do know something about it.
About cameras and making movies, and you couldn't do it, but now you're doing it.
I know. I'm telling
really?
You.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. What I'm saying.
Go ahead. Netflix. Talk about that. They don't need marketing money for movies on Netflix.
I said they don't need. I didn't say that. I'm saying Netflix has their own marketing through Netflix. You know, I mean, they will put up billboards and do whatever, you know, buses and you know, outside of Netflix, but most of their marketing is on Netflix. I mean, that, you know, what's her name? That movie, Blind Bird or Bird Blind, whatever the fuck.
Bird Box?
Bird Box, yeah. Most of that marketing was on Netflix. So, I mean, obviously it costs some money to animate or do whatever they have to do. Edit.
Animate?
If they have to animate in it or if they have to edit.
Well,
or
that's like all part of the cost of the movie. That's not like...
Not for
marketing.
Another
if they're promotion. What are you talking
sometimes
about?
Sometimes they'll market not
no,
only part of the movie.
Dumb.
No, you're stupid. You don't know what I'm talking about.
You're like, well, you know, that also like includes wardrobe and food. Sometimes they feed the actors. Trailers, of course, that'll be in that. You're so dumb.
You're dumb.
He said animation and editing.
For separate, for commercial, for whatever, for the movie. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Wrote for the Oscars twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who do they get to host it this year? Do they have a host? They haven't announced a host.
No, I don't think they're having a host.
What, are they going to do the voice of God for everybody?
Well, that's the way they used to do the Golden Globes.
Just over a fucking loud, and now...
Yes, people just get up and get their awards.
So there's going to be no opening to the Oscars.
I don't know. I mean, this
no,
is...
No, the opening will be? It'll be just like clips of old Oscars.
Yeah, it'll be like a real schmaltzy...
A montage of fucking, you know, Billy Crystal and all of them and da-da. And now you're whatever. You're fucking... Really? They couldn't find a fucking host?
Wasn't there any, like, ads that were like... For the Super Bowl. I didn't watch 1 second of any of
that. I didn't watch any of those ads.
Oh.
They all stink. I don't know why. I don't know why the whole
world. You're really trying to turn around this image of yourself, huh?
Maroon 4. Mm. It was 5, but Bobby was blocking most of the screen.
Oh, he tried to redo a joke from last night.
Huh? I didn't do that last night.
Oh.
I did some funny ones last night.
I bet you did.
Keith was walking around. I said, hey, get out of the way, Walking Dead.
Oh, you really got him there, didn't you?
And Bobby, when he was backing up, I started going beep, 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 beep.
Oh, haven't ever done that one.
Nope. I was pretty funny last night. Pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Why does everybody hate Maroon 5? I mean, I don't even know the...
I don't think people do.
They got... Trash people going how bad they
were.
Oh,
just anything that's popular has people that like it and people that don't. I don't think they'd be there if everyone hated them.
I mean, I don't. When I heard their songs, then I go, oh, I've heard that before. Like, I'm not a fan. I don't know. I mean, that guy, Adam Levine, is on fucking TV every week. He doesn't need the publicity, you know, but what the hell? Then some rapper came out.
Do you think
out.
That's why they do it?
Yeah.
For the publicity?
Well, unless they have a new album coming out or something. Yeah, they're doing it for... They don't get paid a lot. Yeah, they're doing it for the publicity. To rejuvenate their careers or fucking, you know, promote a new album's coming out or fucking, you know, they don't... Why else would they do it? They're not doing it for the money. They got $500,000, and then they donated it anyhow. Hmm. You know, $500,000 for a band and all the roadies and all that shit.
That's how much
nothing.
You lost on the game.
$80. And then Bobby owed me $100. We bet that. I lost it. He owed me $100 from the Luis Gomez fight that I won. He took the other guy, and I took
what?
Luis Gomez.
You don't take anybody other than the... Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Well, it's because everybody was taking the PR snake. And so he owed me 100. I go, all right, we'll bet on the game. Because I wasn't going to ask him for the 100 anyhow. I was going to make him pay me 100. Not that kind of person. Make a good friend pay me 100. I wouldn't do that.
You roll it over.
I roll it over, and then I lost it. So now we're even. So now I don't have to worry about not asking him to pay me. Because I wouldn't ask him. I already told you that. We're going to wrap this up at 30 minutes. We're at 29 minutes. We're only doing 30 minutes.
Why?
I got to go to Atlantic City. I got a lot of shit. I got to drive. I got to get there, unpack. I got to work out. It's a 30-minute podcast. That's enough for these people today. 30 minutes. So this week I'll be at the Brigada in Atlantic City tonight, which is Monday through Saturday. Next weekend, Uncle Vinny's. Then Helium Comedy Club. Go to richvoss.com for all my dates. I'm booked up till the summer. Also already have some summer dates. So go to richvoss.com. We still have people watching the roast, which is great. Thank you. Vossroast.com. And Bonnie, do you have anything you want to talk about or plug?
What about the thing that Ari said about Chris Rock on his podcast?
They already squashed it. No, I don't want to. Why am I going to get involved in somebody else's beef?
I don't know. I didn't know if you listened to it.
No. Did you hear it?
No.
No. I don't. No, it's not my, you know, I'm friends with Ari.
With who?
Ari. Oh. And I'm friends with Chris. But Chris puts money in my pocket. Ari puts nothing in my pocket.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to lean towards Chris on this one.
Okay. Gotcha.
But no, I don't get involved. I really didn't even know the whole story. And it's, you know.
Well, who is it? Wasn't there anything fun about the party last night at the Cellar?
Joe's Pizza.
Just Joe's Pizza and a couple of wisecracks?
Yeah, what's fun? I mean, you know.
Well, you stayed the whole time. You must have
fun. I was
going to
leave at halftime, but the game, it was such a low score. I go, maybe the Rams will win this. You know, being a Ram fan my whole life, even though I took a couple years off when I was getting high.
Oh, you're not a fan when you're doing crack?
I stopped watching football. I didn't care. And when they moved to St. Louis, then I dropped them. The Rams used to be in Los Angeles. When I was a kid...
Oh, my God. I've heard this story 1,000 times. Our team was called the Rams. Therefore, I related to the Rams. And I decided I'm going to cheer for the Rams since I already had a fucking sweatshirt that said Rams
I had the helmet. I was on the Rams in sports league.
It's so stupid. Sports are so dumb.
They're not dumb.
Yeah, it's like picking a housewife.
On the Orioles.
It means nothing. It's so random.
Why? It wasn't random when I picked you. What are you talking about? Picking a housewife like that. Oh, are you talking about the TV shows?
I'm just saying it's dumb. It's like, oh, they're from...
No, some people like teams because that's where they're from. Some people like them because their dad liked them. Some people like them because...
Football is so like... what? Like, I would never let my kid play football. Right?
She's a girl.
Girls want to play football. Like, that's a weird thing. Like, they're trying to make it so girls can play football. I'm like, why this
guys.
One? You don't want this sport. Let's just let this sport die out because it's
not with guys.
Bad.
Girls will get too hurt.
It's not about – they're all getting hurt. Do you know, like, football players are fucking killing themselves like crazy. They injure their brains and they can't overcome it.
Yeah. It's bad.
Sometimes they like hang themselves and put notes on themselves that say, please autopsy my brain.
Same with boxers.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
Comics too.
Why?
Because you get beaten down so much in the business.
It's a little different.
Oh.
Were people kneeling and stuff? Was there any like
I didn't see
socially
that. I mean,
relevant
I didn't see the beginning. I didn't
on?
See the Star Spangled Banner. Oh. All right. Well, listen, folks, thank you for being a loyal listener to the My Wife Hates Me podcast.
Boy, you're really wrapping it up. I would have done more time, guys, today. I would have, but...
Mm. Well, listen, thank you for all your... our Patreon is dropping rapidly. We're down to 30 listeners because we haven't done Patreon.
No, we don't do it anymore.
Because we quit it. We quit, right?
We're, look, you're giving out 30-minute podcasts. You're quitting Patreon. You still want everybody to do whatever you want them to do.
It's I don't want them to do anything. Just listen to this and tell their friends. This is good enough. We entertain them for right now 33 minutes and 33 seconds.
All right. You guys have been great. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Are we going to wrap it up here?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.